Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, TASS of Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively in the center of the meatball universe. We are here at Amici's of Little Italy. I am I'm touching the Robert McClintock drawing of the very casual eatery. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have been holding up. So far this year, we've had Pac-Man tickets. We've had Raven scratch-off tickets. Seth Elkin has hand-delivered from the Montgomery Ward's Tower. And these are, like, special because these are $5 scratch-offs. This is the holiday double luck doubler. I was holding out for the magic eight ball scratch off, Seth. I was, but Seth Elkin is here, and John Martin has sent him out and dispatched him. And we knew this, and probably because of the yellow tickets. It's Steelers week, so I like the black and gold is everywhere. This, it doesn't get any better than Steelers week with Yinz and Knott, who live down here, have come down for a job and all that. How many of you do you know here? Are you your own little Steeler Island? Because I'm figuring Pittsburgh people know other Pittsburgh people, right?
Well, I'm definitely not alone.
Okay,
for sure.
All right.
And particularly at the lottery, there's a small handful of us, and we stick together. So it can be a very interesting experience the week of a Steelers-Ravens game. You survive. People know that my office is the purple free zone. And
has a Penguins floor mat that I give a good workout to. I make sure I rub my feet in the dirt before I go in, get all that going. He's got Terry Bradshaw on the wall. So your background as a Pittsburgh fan, and Seth, of course, in the Maryland Lottery, brings me nice things to give away, and hopefully this young gentleman over here is going to win 50 grand on this holiday double luck doubler. Holiday luck doubler. Double luck doubler? Double. Your first Steelers memory is what?
Wow. I was in first grade when they won Super Bowl 13.
Okay, which one was that? That the Vikings one?
No, that was the – I wish I remembered. That was a little before my time.
Oh, that was the Rams one.
Super Bowl 13 was the second one against Dallas. It's fall of 1978.
78
and 79 seasons, that's what I remember. What I have a vivid memory of is in my first grade classroom, we had big brown paper that we drew a Steelers helmet and a Dallas Cowboys helmet on it. And
that was the Lynn Swan catch, right?
No, that was Super Bowl 10. Was 13. This was a 35-31 game.
I mean, you know, just running together here a little bit. Roger Staubach, right? Okay.
Roger Staubach with Jackie Smith, the sickest man in America.
Oh, the Jackie Smith. Oh, he dropped the ball. That's the one. Okay. That was 79,
that
January
was
79?
January 79.
And then January 80 was the Rams. This one is really super Sports Illustrated.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Vince Ferragamo.
So I remember those two vividly. Those are really the first memories that I have.
So I have Steeler memories before you?
I'm sure you do.
Oh, my God. Well, so my first Steeler memory would be the Donald Kroner game. My dad and I went to that game. By the way, I saw a ticket stub for that game on sale yesterday. I've been like perving old Baltimore Colts stuff because I have a Baltimore Colts belt buckle like that from 1971, and I've had fun with that thing. And ticket stubs in my memories of the Colts, because I spent 30 years of my life really, really trying to forget those memories, right? You know, like,
right.
The Colts thing was very raw, visceral, dirty, and all that. But the Steelers beat the Colts twice in 75 and 76 and knocked them out before Ghost of the Post. Ghost of the Post was like the final straw. But we got our ass kicked up in Pittsburgh badly, as I remember it, in the playoff game. And then we lost the Donald Kroner game down here. And the plane went into the upper deck.
Right.
You are familiar with this, right?
I know that story.
You know the Steelers were in that game,
from
too.
From the year before, I think that was the first appearance of the terrible towel was the game against the Colts.
The Steelers were so much better than the Colts in those years. You know, Burt Jones might disagree with that, and if I had Joe Irvin around, maybe. But it felt – the Steelers were better than everybody, right? So then I was an Oiler fan. So I paid the price in 79 and 80 in these games you're talking about. Renfro caught that ball. That Rams Super Bowl should never happen. You know this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You do know what I'm talking about. So it's things like this. Here in Amici's, for many years, I don't know. Jody's on the phone. I wouldn't ask her. But there was on this wall forever, it was a sports wall. It was the Ray Lewis with the knee on Roethlisberger with the steam coming out. You know what I'm saying? You remember a picture? That picture, I think it's still in the back room here. Steelers-Ravens has far far transcended anything that was Burt Jones and the late, great Franco Harris as well. You know, like, you got to admit that it's more fun for you living in Baltimore, being a Steelers fan, than it would be if you were working for the Ohio Lottery, let's just say, right?
I'm going to tell you a story. I was going to get into this. The last time I was on with you was the week after the Steelers beat the Ravens, despite not scoring a touchdown. I have fun saying that, reminding you of that.
Every time I see Mike Tomlin, he reminds me how much you guys beat us. So it's a good week for you to do that. You're allowed.
There's a story I'll share. This goes back to my rookie year at the lottery, which was 2015. And we were getting ready for the state fair, which is always a big deal for us just anyway. But at that time of year, in late August, the football season's getting ready to start. The Ravens scratch-offs have just launched. The Ravens second chance promotion is getting going at that point. We're trying to get a promotion.
And Joe Flacco's about to get hurt. And the whole thing's about to go to hell in a handbasket.
So we're always got a big promotional push at that time for Ravens. So in 2015, there was an extra layer to it because 2015 was the Ravens' 20th anniversary season. So the T-shirts that we had made up for all the lottery people to wear at the fair were purple T-shirts with the Ravens' 20th anniversary logo and a lottery logo on it. And I get handed this thing to wear, and I remember vividly standing and holding this thing in my hand and looking
at it. Am I going to lose my job if I don't wear this?
And I'm looking at it. And
I would not wear a steel or anything.
I'm thinking, I don't want to be anywhere near this. I'm thinking, where I come from in Western Pennsylvania, this is what happens to the guy that finishes in last place in his fantasy league. He's got to walk around in public draped in purple. I don't want to be anywhere near this thing, but I had only been on the job for 4 months at that point. I got there in April. This was August. And I didn't want to rock the
boat.
I didn't want to rock the boat.
Hold on a minute. You just said something that I'm not going to allow you to say. Seth Elkins here from the Maryland Lottery. He brought me lottery tickets, but I'm going to treat him like he didn't. Why isn't it a Browns jersey that you have to wear when you finish in last place?
Well,
I'm just saying. What is it? Purple's a color of royalty, I'll have you know. Prince wore purple.
At one time in history, it may very well have been a Browns jersey. But, you know, since things
changed. Well, if you want to look like a buffoon, you don't dress like a raven. I got news for you, pal. Okay? Yin's in that up there. And you don't eat French fries on your sandwich is what you don't do.
You do if you're from Pittsburgh.
Well, you don't do that at Amici's. Seth is here. Tell me about these holiday luck doublers. I'm going to give these away. These are $5 scratch-offs. A lot of folks don't know the math. I know it. I want you to explain it. You got your little app out. $760 million from Mega Millions and all that. But I give $2 scratch-offs, and it's a $20,000 prize. But when you bring me $5 scratch-offs, it's a $50,000 prize. There really is a greater chance of winning a bigger prize on a $5 ticket, right?
Well, you know, the prizes and the odds vary from one ticket to the next, but we got a bunch of different holiday tickets, all of which are part of that holiday second chance contest that's still going on all the way up through the middle of January. So you've got plenty of opportunities.
Now, John explained, there's extra money you put in a pot for this, right? Pretty much, right? There's more money?
There are cash prizes.
There's holiday money.
For the second chance contest, including in that last drawing in the middle of January 16th is the last drawing. So you have up until January 15th to enter. And then that last drawing is going to be a $100,000 cash prize. So, and there are $5,000
prizes. I could use that, though, right now. I mean, I really could.
There are $5,000 prizes all the way up until that point. So each week, there are weekly drawings.
If I win $100,000, I'm taking 1 week off just to make sure I still love doing
this
show. That's
it? Just 1 week?
I love this show, man. Come on. Come on. This is like work. This is fun. for you with Raven Scratch-Offs, we had the big thing over the weekend. And I was thinking of those people because it was cold in New York, but I'm thinking – you're in New York on the lottery, Ravens scratch-off junket.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they're still full. I mean, you know what I mean? 3 days later, they don't need to come to Amici's because they probably ate and did all that. But you're into the big part of that. But it's final push, right? Like we're at the last week to get into Tickets for Life, to be a part of that. I have this is it. Tell Roz that I had about 20 tickets left. This is it from the whole season. This is all I got left. And this is your last chance, but we really are getting the last chance on this, right?
Yep, we got another week to go, and then that last drawing is the 23rd of December. We're going to select the last two.
The Ravens will be in first place by then. Keep going.
Maybe. That's questionable. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right. 6.5-point underdogs this week.
I don't worry about that. I think we were underdogs at
this
home.
This is where they say it's Ravens Steelers. You threw that out.
We were underdogs at home against the Ravens and won despite not scoring a touchdown, I'll remind
you. I don't know how you're doing it. I mean, I do. Russell Wilson has been a hell of an addition, right? I mean, were you one of the guys, Tomlin doesn't know what he's doing, we got to leave Fields in there. Were you that guy?
I think we needed to find out whether he could play or not. Because you know,
and he can.
The question is, this team doesn't know who its quarterback is going to be next year. We don't. Neither one of them is under contract. So you had to figure out whether he could play. And you know, the last 2 years that he had in Denver were certainly a little bit deceiving. And you wondered what was going on there. There was obviously some consternation between him and the coach there. And we got him on the field, we got him playing, and we can see that he can still play. So now the question is, how do we build an offense around him? Because clearly we need some receivers.
I'm going to build some loyalty for the Maryland Lottery. $5 scratch off for you, sir. There you go. Good luck. Holidays.
Good luck.
Yeah. See? He knows what's up. He smelled out the Steelers fan here is what he was doing. Scratch offs and the other – scratch-offs that I give away don't have this sort of thing. You say the Ravens are the most popular scratch-off you have. It's because of these incredible second-chance prizes, cash prizes, and all that. Not all the scratch-offs have that sort of, like, cachet, right?
Right.
The Game of Thrones thing was cool if you're into Game of Thrones, but...
Yeah. There are certain scratch-offs that have a second-chance contest attached to them, and you can always go to the promotions page at mdlottery.com to see what our current second-chance contests are. But any ticket that you enter into your rewards account is going to earn you points that you can use to redeem for prizes or points that you can use to enter other drawings that we have. But the second chance contests are really a big deal. It gives us a chance to really leverage some of the licensed properties like the Ravens. And that partnership that the lottery has with the Ravens is very, very important. As difficult as that might be for me as a Steelers fan to say, that is a really important thing for us because there is so much following of the Ravens and people anticipate those tickets. They anticipate the second chance promotion because of the prizes that you're talking about.
You make a big stink about it in the offseason, right? Yeah. You're going to bring them all down. Well, there's no construction going on, so they get to do it on the field.
Yeah, we should be able to do it at the stadium this year. We haven't worked that out yet. But, yeah, the reveal of the seats for 20 years winner will happen sometime in probably February after the season is over, February or early March. And we'll get a chance to bring everybody down and give them a kind of a VIP tour of the stadium and then reveal which one wins, which one of the six finalists is going to win the seats for 20 years. So four of those finalists have been selected. You still have a chance to be one of those last two. We're going to select the last two in that last drawing on the 23rd of December.
So. Yeah, Matt Campbell's going to get one of these right in 5 minutes here, and he's going to be eligible to jump in on all that this week. I had Pac-Man tickets, and I was just wondering, like, if there was a Miss Pac-Man competition, could I win a date with Miss Pac-Man? You know, like, I don't know if we'll do that next year. But I've had fun giving the tickets out all year long. Seth Elkin is here. He is trying to figure out when the Steelers lose this week how we're going to have one more pass for cash for that playoff game we're going to host in January, right?
Well, yep. If they do host a playoff game, we'll certainly have a pass for cash. So, yeah, that's another opportunity in that last second chance drawing.
So I knew I was going to have some fun talking football with you today. Anything else going on, new stuff? We had a $1 million winner last week. We've had some big winners as well.
Yeah, that $1 million Mega Millions win in Bel Air at the Wawa in Bel Air is where the ticket was sold. We have not seen that winner yet as of this time that you and I are talking, so we're waiting for that person to come in and celebrate with them, and that should be a fun experience. It's not every day we give away a $1 million prize, so
$1 million.
we're waiting for that to happen and anticipating that. And of course, the jackpot on Mega Millions is up past $760 million at this point. So now might be the time to go out and get yourself a Mega Millions ticket in advance of the next drawing. So
I'm always blown away at the end of the year because we're getting up on it. You tell me how many times the lottery gives $1 million out in a year?
Yeah, last year it was 33 of them. So,
are we getting up on that? Are we going to surpass that?
I have to go look that
last
up,
year was special because it was the 50th anniversary, too. Yep. So it was like a whole different thing.
Yep. And we had a couple $5 million prizes because we had a few of those on the $50 tickets. So the 50 years ticket. We got another $50 ticket that's out now. So a chance to win $5 million is out there with that. That's the top prize.
Somebody's going to win $5 million bucks on that ticket.
Somebody, when we get enough of them sold and somebody buys one that's a winner.
I just want the $100,000, dude. You know? I just want to win $20 on a scratch off. That's all I want to do. Seth Elkin is here. All I really want to do is have the Steelers lose on Saturday. Big week, right? For all four of these teams, Chiefs, Houston, Ravens, Steelers, playing on Saturday, playing on Wednesday. The whole world's going to be watching. You know, you're going to lose home field advantage in all this. No?
I don't know.
Do you think the Steelers can win the Super Bowl?
Can they win the Super Bowl? No. I don't
okay.
Think, I don't
Do you
think
the Ravens can win the Super Bowl?
I think the road through the AFC is really, really tough. And I think
he just admitted that the Ravens are a better team. The point spread says that 6.5. This I'm allowed to talk about point spreads with you now, too. So.
I think you got to get past Buffalo. I think that's who you're looking at getting past right
we
now.
We beat their ass in here September, 37-10. Don't you remember this?
It's September. That doesn't count.
All right. I'm just trying to be a good Raven fan here this week because it's the holidays. But thanks for coming over. It's good to see you. Can I get you some pasta? You been to Omici's before?
I have not. This is great, though.
I had a beautiful Italian meal in Pittsburgh. La Familia is the name of a place up in this beautiful little area up on a hill in Pittsburgh. And I got sent up there. Marianne Scully from Loyola University sent me. I had a delicious Italian meal. But when I was there, I'm like, it's good. But it's not. Amici's of Little Italy. So we're down here. I'm giving away the final Raven scratch-offs I have. Seth has brought me some holiday luck doubles. It's almost like a potpourri of leftover tickets that I had laying in my bag because I was scratching and clawing because these Ravens have been popular. I'm down to my last batch, and they don't say Steelers on them the way his shirt does in his office. So come on down and see us at Costas on Wednesday if you get the opportunity. Seth joins us from time to time. John Martin, the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, sends us out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I am not shocked that a guy from Pittsburgh would pick the non-crab cake location for the Crab Cake Tour. So you pick the one Crab Cake Tour ever where you don't have a crab cake. I did that on purpose. You should get the meatballs.
I'll tough to
get the chicken
that.
Parm.
Yep, there we go. Chicken parm. That's
get the Pawnee. Well, the Pawnee Rotundo is the thing. The Pawnee Rotundo is a shrimp scampi in a hollowed out bread bowl. It's delicious with these giant shrimp in it. I think that's every bit as good as any crab cake, and it's a great invention, and they have it here at Amici's.
You had me a chicken parm.
All right. You're a rigatoni guy? Or
rigatoni,
you
I could
I'm a rigatoni
that.
Guy.
I could do that, but chicken parm is probably my number
Did
one.
Did you put rigatoni back on, or is it ziti? They got rigatoni. I bitched enough, man. They took rigatoni off the menu about 10 years ago. Like, what's with the ziti? Get the ziti out of here and eat some fat and eat something with a little bit of meat to it. Rigatoni. Good? Seth Elkin is here. Tell everybody your role. You are the communications.
Yep, I am managing director of communications.
Managing the MD of C.
So, we are the public relations department. Anybody that's got questions or concerns about the lottery, we answer those questions. We're the first people that you talk to if you contact us.
All you need to know is if you have hit the little prize check and it says CMD Lottery.
You're going
to
meet
You me. Had a good day. You had a really good day. We're down here to meet. She's my thanks to Seth for coming in. I will not call him and torture him next week for Christmas after the Steelers lose on Saturday night, but I'll be here for the playoff game. I am Nestor. We're to meet you. Stay with us. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are having fun. We're WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking meatballs with some garlic cheese bread.